This is Mucha Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I'm a young journalist and your Impact Show host. We had many guests on our show, and today our guest is someone that has been contributing to our growth for a very long time. We have been hoping to have them on our show for years, to have them sit down with us and have a conversation. The Honorable Michael Jean is with us on the Impact Show host to give a little rundown of your history. You were a former journalist who served as the 27th Governor General of Canada from the years 2005 to 2010, and third Secretary General of La Francophonie from the years 2014 to 2018. So, Honorable Michael Jean, welcome to Mucha Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure as well. Our mission is to document authentic stories from diverse African descent communities across all of Canada, as well as build a living archive of resilience, culture, and transformation. We believe storytelling is the key to cultural preservation, social development, and economic empowerment. Next September, from the 18th through 20th in 2026, you will open the 5th National Black Canadian Summit, Le Sommet Pan-Acadien des Communautés Noires, prévu in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is organized by your foundation, the Michael Jean Foundation. What can you tell us about this next upcoming summit?
I think that among the many programs that we have at the Michael Jean Foundation, which is the legacy of my tenure as Governor General. So at the end of my tenure, I decided that, and also because many Canadians asked me, that conversation needed to continue. And I wanted also to continue to make sure that unheard voices could have a space and could resonate. And so it's wonderful that one of our programs is a series of summits. It's called the National Black Canadians Summit, Le Sommet Pan-Canadien des Communautés Noires, for the eradication of racial discrimination, pour l'éradication de la discrimination raciale. It started, the first summit was in Ottawa, the first one was in Toronto in 2017, the second one in Ottawa in 2019. During the pandemic 2020-2021, we continued with a series of virtual conferences so that the conversation could continue and that we could actually be able to break, you know, that situation of confinement and continue to communicate and to come together even virtually. And then at the end of COVID, the first big summit in presence was in Halifax. We were more than 1,200 people. And then the following one was in Montreal this year, where we were 1,500 people with 625 youth. That also brought a lot to the energy of the summit. Can you imagine all of us, 1,500 of us coming from across Canada? And it was just amazing. For 3 days, we discussed about every single matter that has to do with systemic racial discrimination. We explored this reality that is devastating for our lives and in every single sector of society. What it sounded like, what it felt like in the education system, in the work environment, in the health, you know, system, everywhere on every aspect of society, it was very important to us to, you know, come with data and share our experiences and think also of strategic ways of tackling, you know, this reality. And now the fifth summit is going to be in Winnipeg. And it's exciting because for the first time, it is at the invitation of the government of Manitoba. Premier Wap Kinew and his team wanted the summit to find, you know, a space of huge resonance, national resonance in Winnipeg. And we're looking forward to it. We launched officially the date in Winnipeg just 2 days ago. And it's going to be September 18 to 20, 2026. So I hope that people take note, you know, of the dates, because It's special. It's very, very unique. We come out of this empowered. We come out of every summit inspired, empowered, and after like an incredible opportunity to network, you know, with communities from across the country. And it's not just for us people of African descent, it's also for all who realize the importance to tackle, you know, systemic racism. It has to matter to all, not just to us who are actually impacted by this most recurrent form and devastating form of exclusion in our country. So that's why, you know, we open it to all, but definitely the perspectives, the ideas, the realities, the experiences discussed are ours, you know, and all generations come together. And, you know, what was amazing in Montreal again this year was to hear the strengths of our voices, the incredible quality of our expertise, of our initiatives. We are people in action. We do a lot. And what we do is of such value. It is so meaningful. It is full of purpose for a more inclusive society. And it's also a matter of justice.
Speaking of dates, January 24th is the World Day of African and Afro-Descendants Culture. My question is, what is the role of culture to build dialogue and peace in the fourth wall, making the invisible visible?
I think it's wonderful that at the foundation, we can say how much the power of the arts is a transformative one. Power of the arts for social change is real. So culture is an incredible component to bring people together, to open spaces for more dialogue, to touch on sensitive issues, to engage in difficult conversations that need to happen, and to bring people together, to explore our capacities to work together and to build, you know, powerful strategies, you know, that can have a national, a local, but also a national impact. So from one summit to the other, this is what we pay attention to, what we represent, what we act, why our actions matter, the purpose of these actions, how we can also make this society one where the truth is spoken. And of course, when you speak the truth, you know, you create change. This is what you do. It's essential for, I would say, our collective development to speak the truth, to say where problems occur and what's the impact, you know, of exclusion, and the deficit that it creates for society as a whole.
What are your best wishes for the new year 2026 to our African descent communities in Canada?
I would like us to, I'm very happy that we will have an opportunity to celebrate the beauty, the richness, the strengths, the powerful strengths of us people of African descent from across Canada. At the summit will be taking place in our fifth national Black Asian Summit for the Eradication of Racial Discrimination that will be taking place in Winnipeg, September 18 to 20, 2026, at the invitation of the government of Winnipeg, of Premier Wab Kinyu, who is the only and first Indigenous leader, head of a province in Canada. And the deputy premier is of African descent, the deputy premier of Manitoba, the minister of development and natural resources, and he has other responsibilities. He's also of African descent, and it's wonderful to see this, you know, happening in Canada, in the province of Manitoba, that is one of the most important provinces in Canada. Winnipeg will be, I would say, the space of resonance for our thoughts, our perspectives, our desire to be heard, our actions, our capacity to strategize also to tackle, you know, systemic racial discrimination, and that we will come together in great number. In Montreal this year, we were 1,500, and we would like to see as many people, if not more, come to Winnipeg, like so many, you know, came to Montreal. This time, 2026 is going to be Winnipeg. So for me, this is hope. In just a few months, it was wonderful to be in Winnipeg 2 days ago to make the official announcement of the summit and to see so many people from, you know, the Black communities, organizations of Manitoba coming together, ready to welcome the rest of us and to prepare a summit that will have, you know, substance and with such an important purpose, which is, you know, combating racial discrimination and doing that together. And open also to allies who understand that, you know, exclusion is a major deficit for our society. Exclusion is a deficit for all, for a country. It's a deficit of participation, of possibilities, of, you know, development, of creativity, of perspectives, of, you know, synergies and ideas. Everything that a country needs to flourish. You know, when you exclude, you create a void and a deficit for a country. We have so much to offer, and we do that every day. Every day we do that. We are aware of doing that, you know. Without us, we are a gift to this country. We are a gift to Canada. We people of African descent are a gift, you know, for Canada and to Canada.
Thank you, Honorable Michael Jean, for sharing your message on Mucho Radio.
Thank you. Thanks to you. Merci beaucoup. C'est un vrai plaisir. I really enjoyed it.